Now, speaking of food, Adam Ford from Billingshurst is a naturist who's recently set up a brand new events page for those looking to try new things naked. He hopes the event will help push boundaries and act as a great leveller to break down the social construct that can be enforced with clothing. Well, I'm very pleased to say Adam joins us on the line now to tell us all about it. Very good evening to you, Adam.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Hello.
Ellie?
Very, very well. Thank you. Now, I believe last time we were on the show, you were talking about naked supper clubs. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, with Nikki back in October. We ran a naked secret supper club with some private dining that was done by Emma Sussex Kitchen. And yes, which was a very successful event.
And so now this is just beyond supper clubs, is it? This is kind of events more generally, is it?
It is, yeah. So when I kind of at the turn of the year thought about kind of setting up something more formal, I suppose, I was going to use the moniker Dine Naked West Sussex, which follows on from the Dine Naked Bristol. And Dine Naked Oxford, which exist already. But then I felt that actually, you know, not everyone wants to do dinner. So I dropped that bit. And then because I had interest on social media from venues in Guildford and Hazelmere and, you know, even Liss, kind of going further out into Hampshire, that I dropped the West Sussex bit as well. So I had to kind of rethink of a new name, and that's where Nothing On Events kind of comes in. So yes, so we've got some dinners. We've got an art class booked in already, which I'm really looking forward to.
And for you then, as a naturist, what does that mean exactly? Explain what that means.
What, being a naturist, or
yeah,
just having the opportunity to? So for me, obviously, you know, it's brilliant to be out in nature. It's brilliant to just kind of stand, you know, even in your garden, you know, kind of when the sun's out and, you know, if there's a little breeze and you've got nothing on, and it's the best feeling in the world. And I would encourage anybody to try it. But naturism, you know, is also a community. It's a social lifestyle that's kind of been around for, you know, certainly 100 years, if not more, in the UK. And obviously now, you know, we're kind of getting to the point where I think the balance is tipping towards naturism being more respected and more kind of acknowledged, especially after COVID and lockdown. I think a lot of people got used to not wearing makeup or, you know, not getting dressed up to go out to work and stuff. And I think, you know, we saw a lot more attention kind of over those couple of years. And obviously, you know, kind of a lot of venues have struggled in the last couple of years. And so it's taking those two aspects together and saying, look, you know, people might want to try being naked a bit more and kind of accepting their bodies a bit more. And actually, you've got a venue that, you know, maybe, you know, things have been a bit quiet and you want to do something a bit different and pick up your profile. And hey, what better way to do it than be a bit different, but also massively inclusive at the same time?
And so for these events, then, do you tend to find the people that come to them are experienced naturists, for want of a better expression, or are they people coming to it for the first time?
So the one in October, it was, I think it worked out at kind of like a 65-35 split. So I think we had 13 out of 20 were kind of seasoned naturists, and we had 7 kind of first timers. I would expect that to be about the same, maybe bordering into the more kind of seasoned naturist attendees. But you know, kind of some of the stories and that were shared from the first timers last time round, you know, I think, you know, some people really got a pickup from it, you know, kind of just experiencing something new. You know, and if one person, you know, takes away from an event that, you know, actually it's something great that they've done, then, you know, that makes the event all the worthwhile for me.
And for those that are trying it for the first time, how many of them afterwards say, this is my cup of tea, versus those that say, actually, I tried it and it's not for me?
It's so that from the seasoned naturist, obviously, you know, we love any opportunity to get nude and socialise, you know, kind of the same as any other hobbies club that kind of gather. You know, I'm not expecting people to come along and be like, right, that's it, I don't want to ever wear clothes ever again. But, you know, sometimes it's just, even if you take it that it's not for you, it's accepting that actually, you know, naturism is a thing. You know, we're not a bunch of weirdos that, you know, just like to not wear clothes. And, you know, next time you might see somebody walking through the countryside, you know, with no clothes on, you might go, okay, I can kind of see why, you know, why they're doing it now. And, you know, and it is that freeing thing. And it's as much as education in general, as much as, you know, kind of personal liberation.
Yeah. And for you, was there a moment, or is this something that you kind of grew up with? Or was there a moment when you thought, actually, this is me, this is who I am, and this is what I enjoy doing, and I'm just going to do it?
Yeah, so I've always been comfortable. You know, it was always that thing, you know, kind of early 20s, maybe had a couple of drinks, you know, kind of that kind of environment. But I think it was maybe 8 years ago, I think I went to a campsite that was clothing optional. And I was like, do you know what, let's embrace this optionality thing and do it, you know, for real and sober. And from that moment, I was like, this is a thing, you know, kind of, I was up in Norfolk and it was like, this is amazing. And people, you know, you just stop and chat and, you know, nobody cared. And it was fantastic. And so I joined British Naturism as a member back in 2015. So coming up for 7 years now. And it was kind of nice to have a label because it kind of gives you a sense of belonging in the community that I didn't know existed before then. And obviously it just gives you lots of outlets in terms of being able to meet up with other members and forming bonds and relationships and obviously having opportunities like what I'm trying to do now.
Yeah. So remind us some of the events then that you've got coming up. You mentioned the art class. What other things have you got?
Yeah. So our kind of inaugural event, as it were, is a British Naturist members and guests event in Guildford next weekend. The first public event, we are at Pretty Things in Horsham. So we're there for a Saturday evening. And then the following Wednesday, we're at Tottington Manor in Henfield. So we're joining for their supper club, although we are their curry night. But we are taking over their kind of function room section. So, you know, we'll have our own private bar and private loos and stuff. So we won't be interacting with the regulars that might go down. And then, yes, the art class in at the end of May down in Worthing. And I've already started to branch out into other areas. So we also have our first dinner in Plymouth at 1620, which is going to be fantastic. And it's an excuse for me to get around the country a little bit. But yeah, I'd love to try and appeal to some of the younger kind of naturists or more curious. And, you know, if we can get a Tempin bowling night or, you know, even Laser Quest. I know they've got one in Horsham. But, you know, if the person who runs that happens to be listening and wants to be like, you know what, that could be cool, then, yeah, I'd love them to get in touch.
Oh, there we go. I feel like we need to make this happen. We need to help you make it happen at Horsham Laser Quest.
No, if you can, that'd be amazing.
Oh, it's been so lovely talking to you this evening. Thank you so much, Adam.
Excellent. And we'll see you at one, maybe, Leslie. Thank you.
Oh, do you know what? I've been down to a naturist club for the radio. We were doing a piece on one somewhere sort of Croydon way. And it's not for me, but for everybody there, they were just so totally comfortable. And this is it was one of the things you said, we're not all weirdos. None of them were weirdos. They were all perfectly normal, lovely human beings who just enjoyed getting their kit off and being around nature and all the rest of it. And it isn't for me, but for the more power to you.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much. If you are interested, though, facebook.com/nothingonevents. We've got a whole myriad there. Food and drink with nothing on in Guildford, Horsham, Henfield, art with nothing on in Worthing, Saturday night social with nothing on, Lucifer's Cafe Bar in Worthing. So plenty of choices to be had there.